good session. You know, first day at full pads. I think our guys felt the heat a little bit, though. And that's what we talked about after practice. There was some straining going on. And we'll take care of them, but hopefully, you know, we get strain, and then take care of them, and then three strains in a row and take care of them, and eventually get them ready to go. So we need this. And I think for some of it was hard, and we want to get to a point where it's hard and fun, and not so much hard because of what they went through. But I appreciate their efforts through it. Really good situations, a two-minute situation, very taxing. Took a situation that took place last year in a game, and started off in the 7-yard line, had a team meeting, went through the actual tape in the team meeting, how it all played out, and then we went out and executed. So very, very pleased with how that went. I thought the individual periods, where the offense and defense line got together, I thought the defense had a pretty good day. And then when we did the team sessions, I thought the offense came back and did pretty well. So I'm really pleased with how the quarterbacks are playing, coming along. Still, again, not there yet, but arrows up.
You think Marquise will practice tomorrow?
I can't tell you. I wouldn't think so.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not sure.
We've had this conversation before. Is that a concern that he's missing time again?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, we're trying to figure it out for him, you know, that you know, with the hamstring. I think we'll just wait and see to what degree it is and where we go from there. I know for him it's disappointing. He really wanted to go, so we'll get it figured out. Fortunately, it's this time of year, and fortunately it's not anything season-ending or anything like that. We'll deal with it. Some guys, you're going to see probably more. You'll see more strains as we go on.
With the pass rushers doing so well in individual drills and obviously on the field, how does that affect Chris Clemons' standing? I mean, obviously not being out there practicing. How do you evaluate that?
Well, I think, you know what, you know, in some ways, you know, it's too bad that he's not out there practicing, but it gives other guys opportunities and it will strengthen our team. And, you know, guys like Chris Smith, I think we mentioned him before that he's starting to show up. If I haven't, I should be, because he is starting to show up. He's doing some good things. So, you know, because of that, and if we can get stronger, I've said this before, that you can never have enough rushers. And, you know, if hopefully Chris Smith can come along, and Dan Scuda and Chris Clemons, we'll take them all. Ryan Davis.
Chris, do you have a timetable when you want to decide Wiz Boenko or any other?
Yeah, that's a great question. Great question. I can tell you we're not going to, if at all possible, it's not going to be the fourth week or the third week of preseason. We'd like to have that to where it plays out. But I think it's more important that we make the right decision. So, you know, we're caught a little bit in that, you know, I think we don't want to wait, but we want to make sure we give it due process. So, you know, hopefully when we scrimmage in a, you know, a preseason game or two, we get a feel for where it's at.
What's your feel for?
It's a good question, though.
What's your feel for Beatles versus Can so far? How has Can kind of stood out?
Well, Can, I think it's you know, we like the qualities that he has and what he shows. His toughness, he's picking things up. His experience is what, you know, we need to get him caught up on. Where Zane has that, and I think Zane has picked his level play up from where he was. So you know, it's a good competition that's going on in there. You know, really across the board. I like it. Luke Boenko said it best. He said, boy, Wiz has been really almost like a blessing to have here on the team. You know, he said he's been really good for me because he understands the system and I can talk to him and he's helped me learn the system faster. And that's why I'm telling you guys, in that the competition is not between them. You know, it's the competitions with themselves, and they're elevating each other. That's how it should be. And I think, to me, when Luke Boenko said that, that's very wise for his age in this game. We can get all of our guys to think like that. It's a good deal.
You watch a part of practice that doesn't seem very exciting, like special teams, you know, coverage. Is it apparent to you that guys who are not going to be starters on this team are faster and better than this squad has been in the past?
Yeah, I think that, you know, you're always looking to raise the level, you know, the bottom part of your roster. When I say that, you know, the bottom 53 or however, you know, we talk. But, yeah, I think we are faster as a team. You know, and you see it in special teams. I think in special teams you're looking for speed, you're looking for size and length. And, you know, a guy like Clay Harbor, pretty fast, good size, and length. Those guys, you can't have enough on special teams. With the losing the fullback position for us, that size and length has got to come from somewhere. So that's all of a sudden you're looking at guys like Toby and Bernard. Even though they might play quite a bit, they also got to have a role in special teams, you know, as well as linebackers to make up for that.
You didn't think that was also a great question?
I thought that was a great question.
I know. I shouldn't say that because I hurt someone's feelings, man.
Three times, what a great question.
It was a good question because, you know what? Maybe that's because it's in my mind.
As good as Vito's next question.
Don't compare it to Frank now.
It's
obvious.
We also picked a buddy back by a second game, or the end of after a second game.
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Oh, Sarah, you will.
Right? Well, I'm not saying we will. I'm saying that, you know, I think we, you know, you learn from last year. You'd like the offensive line to have as much time as they can to build continuity. I think it's pretty important in the offensive line. Now, whether it happens or not, I don't know. You know, let's see. I'm not going to, you know, make a decision in a week and a half, so we make a decision in a week and a half, and it's not fair to the competition. We got to get the right guy.
So running backs, you can wait on them.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it plays out, it plays out, you know.
It seemed like it was one of Blake's better practices, but to you, is that just a continuation or
yeah, just a great question. Sorry, I had to. You know what? I said this summer I'm going to eliminate sarcasm, you know? No, he has. You know, we stack him up is what we say. You know, stack him up. And, you know, that's what he needs to do. And what I like about it is he's challenging himself. He's going for it, man. And it's good. And that's what we talked about with the corners. You know, you might see a corner get beat. You might see him go for a play and he might get beat. But it's okay now. We're challenging us, you know, the corners to be more aggressive. Remember go back to the San Diego game last year. And we were talking about the corners. We weren't very aggressive. And, you know, and we said we need to be more aggressive. Well, we learned from that. And that's why we want to incorporate that in training camp to be aggressive on the perimeter as well as stay true to our principles.
Which game was at the 7-yard line? You said that you picked out a game last year on the 7-yard line. Which game
was it? It was Detroit and Atlanta, I think.
Yeah.
Detroit and Atlanta.
Bowenko and Wisniewski can both play guard. If you name a center by, let's say, week two, would the other player compete for left guard?
Yeah, we're going to try to get the best guys on the field. So right now we're just really focused on that. You know, that's all they're focusing on.
Tyson, how's he looking?
Pretty good. Very, very, very pleased with Tyson. You know, played multiple positions. You can trust him. Tough, hard, physical. You know, all the things we're looking for at that position. So, very, very good.
Do you think it's a bit difficult for him being a 10th pick? People have high expectations that he's starting.
Well, I don't think Tyson really is concerned about that. I think he's concerned about and making sure that he improves every day and what he can do to help this team. So it's going to be a great question for him. I don't think he thinks that way, though.
Just because it was full pads today and it was pretty hot out there, pretty close, is it a day that you'll pay close attention to the GPS numbers, the hydration numbers,
well,
really lean on the...
We try to every day. Yeah. We try to every day. But a day like this, you know, I think, you know, we meet with our trainers every day to go through it and, you know, see how many guys, if there was any guys that need IVs or the dehydration. So, you know, but we've been talking about hydration with our guys, you know, since a couple days before camp, making sure that they're hydrated. So, you know, it'll talk. And, you know, again, it was a hot day, and so we got to be mindful of our guys. But it's training camp too, man. That's how I look at it. You know, OTAs, we kind of took care of them, mini camp, but now we got to strain them.
Blake says that he's learning more from Julius Thomas about maybe how to be a professional athlete, taking care of your body, hydration, just by watching him. Clearly, he's a guy that can have that effect on the whole roster.
He can. You know, I think the receivers and, you know, the great thing about these guys is I think they're willing to learn from anybody. You know, and Julius, you know, he comes in, he's got the right approach with them, and they've seen he's had good results and takes care of his body. And that's the the importance of some veteran leadership, although he's not like a 10-year veteran either. Look at the wide receiver group, how young it is. You know, but guys like Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns have really, really stepped up their their leadership, I feel it. And other guys are following them, you know, at such a young age. And that's what we, I think we mentioned before, that this leadership style, we can't wait till their fourth or fifth year. It's got to start now. Now. And that's where you help everybody get better. And that's what they're doing. And, you know, I think the team is starting to see those guys pop up with their leadership.